liking it, with wanting. So when they say that guy loves his Ferrari, somehow that sentence will make sense to you. You're going to say, well, which guy? That stupid guy who's living in that stupid city that could never exceed the speed over 110? Why does he drive that expensive car which is supposed to reach 350 in a couple of seconds? You don't think like this. No one does. Because you were a child and this culture was cultivated in you. We pass it on. The culture of merchants. The culture of ownership. Look at all of you. You have the feeling and the sense of ownership. And it's so ridiculous. Yes, the ownership, you own an apartment, a good one, a good car, and you have papers to show that you bought it. I'm not talking about that nonsense. I'm talking about you own your heart. Is it yours? Do you own your heart? Or is it vice versa? Your heart has you. Your heart could do whatever with you. You cannot touch you. You don't know what it is. You don't know what it does. And you know what? Going around being the merchant, and whistling, waiting for something, suddenly, one silly thing, unexplainable, could change you. Suddenly, you lose it. That's the heart. It doesn't belong to you. You belong to it. It will get more difficult, don't worry about it. But the first thing is, this being in love of acceptance of wrong people. This is amazing. Go to a very special society. Prison. Who is in the prison? Bad guys, right? Over there, they are fighting over acceptance of each other. Because they live together. You need the acceptance of the other people. And the people around you are no good people. That's the rule. It's exception that you maybe are in a place that everybody around you is good. Because majority of us are still animals. Good people are very scarce. But look at you. You want to be appreciated even with the people that you hate. You don't like them. You don't accept them. But the worst thing happening to you is, you know what is the worst thing to happen to you? Tomorrow, a couple of hundred people surrounding your home and declaring that they are your followers. Why are you laughing? You will not laugh. You will start to discover that, it was good, I didn't know that. It will influence you a hell of a time. You know how? Even if you are practically, if you are a holy man, means your job has been preaching this stuff. You're very old and your life has been spotless. A couple of hundred around your house doing this with you, you will become the most nonsense fellow in the earth. You believe it. You're not saying, who am I? Why a couple of million people are ready to die for me? You will not say that. You know what you will say? They love me. That's who it is. You believe they love you. And that's what you're looking for going around. This should stop. How? He told you, you must be touched by these stories. Now or whenever, there is a moment that you will be touched and you will know it. And please, before that, do not declare yourself a saint. Yes, last verse. Worldly reputation is a strong chain, remember. Roman will say this is stronger than literally being enchained with the iron. And that's where you were enchained. The next story is the story of the parrot. The story of the parrot will be next month, inshallah. Today was short and sweet. Let me read the Persian. آن رسول از خود بشد زین یک دو جام نه رسالت یاد ماندش نه پیام واله اندر قدرت الله شد آن رسول اینجا رسید و شاه شد سیل چون آمد به دریا بحر گشت دانه چون آمد به مزرع کشت گشت چون تعلق یافت نان با بلبشر نان مرده زنده گشت و با خبر موم و هیزم چون فدای نار شد ذات ظلمانی او انبار شد سنگ سرمه چون شد در دیدگان گشت بینایی شد انجا دیدگان ای خنک آن مرد که از خود رسته شد در وجود زندگی پیوسته شد وای آن زنده که با مرده نشست مرده گشت و زندگی از وی بجست چون که در قرآن حق بگریختی با روان انبیا آمیختی از قرآن حالهای انبیا ماهیان بحر پاک کبریا ور بخوانی و نهی قرآن پذیر انبیا و اولیا را دیدگی ور پذیرایی چو برخوانی قصص مرغ جانت تنگ آید در قفس مرغ کو اندر قفس زندانی است می نجوید رستن از دانایی نادانی است روحایی که از قفس ها رستند انبیای رهبر شایستند از برون آوازشان آید زدین که ره رستن تو را این است این ما بدین رستیم زین تنگین قفس جز که این ره نیست چاره این قفس خیش را رنجور سازی زار زار تا تو را بیرون کنند از اشتهار که اشتهار خلق بند محکم است در رهیم از بند آهن کیک هست. He repeated something right from the beginning underlined here. Remember that? This guy who is, this is very difficult to be translated because I know even in Persian getting it is a little bit difficult. You should make yourself ill. That part. You should make yourself ill and exceedingly wretched. Remember this? Where was it? Where did we see in the stories up to here a guy becoming ill and exceedingly wretched? The first guy, the king. The king going to mosque, going and crying. Crying in a way that the tears flooded the war place. Mihrab is the war place, right? It's the holy place, fighting yourself, challenging yourself. That's another special thing that the Rumi is always talking about. In Islamic way, there is a special place in mosque that the leader of the prayer will pray over there, and we call it Mihrab. It means fighting place.